In the Stone of Tyr, a fortress that stood impregnable for 3,000 years until Rand Althor claimed it, the Dragon Reborn struggles with his newfound power and responsibility. Having claimed Kalendor, the crystal sword Cyangriel, Rand now faces the impossible task of uniting nations before the last battle. But the pattern has other plans. When Trollocs and Murdrow launch an unprecedented attack on the stone, Rand channels devastating amounts of the One Power, creating a whirlwind of destruction that obliterates every shadow spawn in the fortress. In the aftermath, seeing a dead child, he attempts something forbidden, to resurrect her using Sadon. "Death cannot be healed," Moraine tells him gently. "You are not the creator." This moment crystallizes Rand's growing dilemma. How to wield enough power to save the world without becoming a monster in the process. Meanwhile, prophecies pull our heroes in different directions. Rand toward the Ael Waste, Perrin back to the Two Rivers, and others to distant Tanchico. The shadow is rising, and no one can escape its reach. Matt Cawthon reluctantly enters a twisted red stone doorframe, encountering snake-like beings with human faces who cryptically answer his questions with "Go to Ruidian" before feeding on his life experiences as payment. Later in the Ael Waste, Matt discovers an identical doorframe in Ruidian and enters again, where fox-faced beings grant his requests but hang him from the Tree of Life. He returns with a medallion that protects against channeling and ancient memories filling his mind's gaps. When Rand reaches Ruidian, an immense, unfinished city of marble and crystal with spiraling towers, he finds a central plaza containing Avendisora, the Tree of Life, surrounded by glass columns. Among these columns, he experiences visions through his ancestors' eyes, witnessing Ael history in reverse. He discovers their transformation from peaceful followers of the Way of the Leaf into warriors and their original mission to protect power artifacts during the breaking of the world. Rand emerges with dragon markings on both arms, proof he is the Karakarn, chief of chiefs, carrying a truth that will both unite and fracture the Ael. In Ruidian, he also encounters Osmodean, one of the Forsaken, whom he partially shields and forces to become his reluctant teacher. Min approaches the White Tower disguised in a blue farm dress, filled with dread. Inside, her visions reveal disturbing futures, Aes Sedai marked for death, bloodied warders, servants in chains, glimpses of imminent events. Meanwhile, Elida, a red sister with foretelling ability, moves through corridors convinced the Amerlin seat conceals crucial information about Rand Althor. She recruits allies for a coup, starting with Alviarin of the White Aja. This conflict shows how institutions either adapt to change or fracture under pressure. The tower, meant to protect humanity, becomes paralyzed by internal politics when unity is most needed. Elsewhere, Egwene, Elaine, and Nynaeve learn Black Aja sisters may have fled to Tanchico seeking a Tarangriel capable of controlling Rand. Their pursuit grows urgent when Egwene's dreamwalking reveals this male Adam could enslave the Dragon Reborn or destroy him. These paths represent critical turning points where painful truths become necessary for the coming battles. While Rand journeys east, Perrin travels west, drawn by rumors of white cloaks hunting him in the Two Rivers. He finds his homeland under siege. White cloaks have imprisoned Matt's family while Trollocs attack farms nightly. After discovering his own family murdered by Trollocs, Perrin's grief transforms into purpose. Despite insisting he's just a blacksmith, villagers begin calling him Perrin Goldeneyes for his yellow eyes and ability to sense Shadowspawn. As refugees flood Emmonsfield, Perrin organizes defenses, rescues prisoners, and makes difficult decisions that cement his reluctant leadership role. When Whitecloak commander Dane Bornhold attempts to arrest him as a dark friend, the villagers stand against the soldiers. Perrin offers himself as prisoner after the immediate Trolloc threat is handled, placing community welfare above personal safety. As attacks intensify, Perrin prepares the Two Rivers for its greatest battle since the fall of Manetharin. With Trollocs surrounding Emon's field, Perrin organizes the villagers into a fighting force. Though not trained soldiers, the Two Rivers folk are renowned bowmen, determined to protect their homes. As night falls, thousands of Trollocs charge from the woods. The initial assault is repelled, but enemies continue attacking in waves. Throughout the night, Perrin fights with his hammer alongside Loyal, who wields a tree trunk as a club. Fail, who secretly returned despite being sent away, fights with her knives. Just when the defenses might fail, horns sound as reinforcements arrive. Farmers from surrounding villages drawn by the legend of Perrin Goldeneyes and the ancient battle cry of Manetharin. This represents community finding strength in unity and shared history. In the aftermath, despite his protests, the mayors pledge loyalty to Lord Perrin, recognizing his leadership saved them all. Sometimes, the roles we resist most are precisely those we're meant to fill. Perrin becomes a leader not through ambition, but through necessity and compassion. At Alkyr Dal, clan chiefs gather in the Isle Waste's natural amphitheater. Cooladan shocks everyone by revealing dragon markings on his arms, claiming to be Karakarn. Rand calmly displays identical markings and counters his claims. Instead of simply asserting leadership, Rand reveals the truth from Rudian about the Isle's peaceful past. This revelation shatters their warrior identity, causing many to throw down spears in shame, becoming lost ones. By fulfilling the prophecy that he would break them with truth, Rand claims leadership while fracturing their unity. Rand confronts Lanfear, who reveals that Gleeman Jacen Natal is actually Asmodean in disguise. After Rand severs Asmodean's connection to the Dark One, the Forsaken must teach him the power, or face his former ally's wrath. As Rand prepares to leave, Ruark asks where this journey will end. Rand has no answer as he rides across the canyon, the Isle parting before him. The Shadow Rising has begun. Across the world, ancient powers stir, and prophecies unfold around three Tavaren at the center of a gathering storm. Sometimes the hardest truths are the ones most necessary to face for individuals and entire cultures alike. The fourth turning of Robert Jordan's epic wheel reveals a darkening world as prophecies accelerate toward fulfillment. Our heroes transform by necessity. Rand struggles with increasing power and hardening emotions. Matt gains ancient memories. Perrin reluctantly embraces leadership, and the women navigate political dangers while hunting the Black Aja. What makes this journey compelling is the internal struggles each character faces against both the shadow and their own fears. The institutions meant to protect humanity, the White Tower, the Stone of Tyr, the Aiel warrior culture, begin to fracture under pressure, suggesting systems must sometimes break before rebuilding stronger. As the pattern weaves these lives toward an uncertain future, one truth emerges. Power without purpose corrupts, while purpose without power fails. Only by balancing both can our heroes face what comes next.